أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City. Today we're going to look at a surah that we've put in healthy zone. Every city needs a zone that is healthy. And we've put Surah An-Nahl here. This is surah number 16. And it's sort of a surah that mentions milk and fruits and honey. The chapter is also known as Al-Ni'am. Ni'am is blessings because of the many references to the blessings given to human beings through the wonders and spiritual significance of nature. Ah, incidentally, Nahal means the bee, and obviously we'll talk about the bee. 128 ayat, it's a Makkan surah, and its focus is a reflection on the blessings of divinity in creation. It talks about the attitudes of those who cover up the truth towards divinity and his messengers. And finally, there's an order which says, follow revelation, call humanity towards divinity with the best of words. I love that ayah, and we'll talk about it when we come to it. So we've divided the surah into seven sections. Begins with the first sections, ayah 1 to 18, with the specific blessings Allah has blessed human beings with, and that includes the benefits and uses of livestock, of water, of crops, of vegetation, the sea and its bounties, the celestial bodies, mountains, streams, stars, and all other landmarks that provide guidance for travel. He makes specific references to donkeys, to horses, to palm trees and olives and grapes. And the section ends with Allah saying, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count the blessings, the ni'mah of Allah, you would not be able to compute them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is forgiving and merciful. Section now looks at the qualities of those who cover up the truth and the consequences that will befall them compared to those who believe in divine guidance, and then the benefits that they will have. Find the different reactions towards the messenger who wish to guide all people. So let's look at those who covered up the truth. Their major problem was their disbelief of accountability for their ongoing injustice to humankind. And the second thing was their arrogance against the Prophet, accusing him of fabricating revelation. And there is a repeated warning of punishment as a consequence. In comparison to those who follow divine guidance and believe, Allah says, وَكِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. And it is said to those who are God-conscious, مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ. What was it that your Rabb had revealed? قَالُوا. They will say, خَيْرًا. It was good. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا. For those who do good in this world, there is good. وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةُ الْخَيْرُ. And the hereafter too is good, is better for them. وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And the most excellent of abodes is that of those who are God-conscious. And look what Allah says. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاعُونَ كَذَلِكَ يَجْزِي اللَّهُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. It's the gardens of immortality, of perpetuity. They will enter them, they will have rivers, they will have whatever they're pleased. And this is how Allah rewards those who are God-conscious. Compares the angels who come to take the souls of those who are unjust to those who are in a good state. And those who did injustice and were evil will say in ayah 28, they will say, we did not do anything wrong. مَا كُنَّا نَعْمَلُ مِنْ سُوءٍ. We didn't do anything wrong. But they will be told, بَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah knows what you did. Whilst those who are at peace, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَيِّبِينَ, those whom the angels cause to die when they're in a state of goodness, يَقُولُونَ, they will be told, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, peace be upon you. أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Enter the Jannah for what you did. It's a stark contrast. Again, a comparison in section 3 of those who submit to divinity versus ascribing partners to him. And in this section, we find that the sajda position of a shadow symbolizes that all creations submit to divinity. Compares to those who ascribe partners to him, they see daughters as a liability. Isaiah 58 says, when a daughter, a good news of the daughter is given to them, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ, their face drops, مَسْوَدًا, it becomes dark, وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ, and they're full of anger, and they're so ashamed, they hide themselves from their people, and they want to, they feel so disgraced, they want to bury that child. Question 4, which is further reflections on nature and parables as well. So here we have reflections on water, on milk, on drinks from palms and grapes, and from where this surah takes its name, which is bees and honey. And Allah says, وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ, and your Rabb revealed to the bee, أَنِ اتَّخَذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ, make your hives in the mountains and in the trees and what they built. ثُمَّ كُلِي مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ فَاسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكَ ذُلَلًا, then eat of the fruit and walk in the way of your Rabb in submission. يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ فِيهِ شِفَاعٌ لِلنَّاسِ, and he says there comes from within their bellies a beverage, a drink of so many colors in which there is a healing for human beings, and that is honey. Is a reflection on the life cycle of the human being. Birds and homes and tents and caves and coats and almonds, all showing us the awesomeness of Allah. Then there are two parables. In Isaiah 75, the example of the slave owned by someone compared to the one who has free will to do whatever he wants with what Allah has provided. So the opportunity to do great, but the person does not realize the power of given, and Allah asks, are they equal? Second parable in Ayah 76 is literally leading to the fact that the Prophet is commanding you to the right path. What he is saying is making sense. 6 is a focus on the character of Prophet Ibrahim and an exhortation to follow his creed, for he was the focused nation builder, and that's Ayah 120 to 124. And finally, section 7, which is Ayah 125 to 128. Instructions of how to call humanity to divinity with wisdom, with beautiful words, debating with what is better and responding with patience and restraint when wronged. It's absolutely awesome when Allah says in Ayah 125, اُدْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ذَلَّ أَمْ سَبِيلِهِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُحْتَدِينَ. Call to the way of your Rabb with wisdom, with good words, and when you debate with them, do it in the best of manners. Your Rabb best knows those who have gone astray, and he knows best those who follow the right way. In Ayah 128, by saying, Inna Allaha ma'alladina taqaw walladina hum muhsinun. Allah is with those who are God conscious and those who do ihsan, those who do good to others. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who are God conscious and who serve humanity. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim.